This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, let's start out with some good news. Apparently, pasta can help you lose weight. For those of us avoiding pasta all this time, because we thought that's what was increasing our waistline, we're being told that you can actually lose weight, not by eating it once, by eating it 3 times a week. They say eating just over 3 servings of the Italian staple, even though we don't really give the Italians credit for pasta anymore. We pretend it's ours because, you know, we came up with Olive Garden, right? They say eating just over 3 servings every week causes people to lose 1.1 pounds in 12 weeks. So that means if every 3 months, you could lose up to 5 pounds a year eating pasta. I'm for that. They say, unlike most other refined carbohydrates, pasta like spaghetti, macaroni, has a lower glycemic index and therefore does not cause extreme blood sugar spikes, according to researchers. They say previous research suggests that low GI or glycemic index foods are more satisfying, delay your hunger, and then limit your calorie intake. Lead author Dr. John Sievenpiper from St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto said, in weighing the evidence, we can now say with some confidence that pasta does not have an adverse effect on body weight outcomes when it is consumed as part of a healthy dietary pattern. So, since it's going to cause weight gain or increase in body fat, but help lower weight, this became big news. So how did they come up with this? Well, the researchers analyzed a total of 2,400 people from 29 studies investigating the effects of eating pasta over other carbohydrates. Their participants ate around 3.3 servings of pasta a week. Now, okay, here's the kicker. When you get a plate of pasta, or they call it macaroni, right, at Olive Garden, that plate is heaping. One serving is a half a cup. Okay? So that's the key here. So you probably get 3-4 servings easy when you go out to dinner. Okay? But then just do that once a week. And they say eating a half a cup of cooked pasta 3 times a week is what led to the results of the study. The results were published in the journal BMJ Open, British Medical Journal Open. So this comes after research released last February saying eating fruits, vegetables, and whole grains cuts risk of depression by 10%. The DASH diet, low-salt diet, reduces people's likelihood of developing a mental health disorder by up to 11%. That comes from Rush University. Those who eat a typical Western diet, rich in processed foods and sugar, are more at risk of suffering depression. So we've seen this. For those of us that eat crappy, we just seem to be a little more grumpy. I notice that. If I, you know, go to a birthday party and I have cake, you know, and I have soda pop, I don't feel that good the next day. Yet I eat a lot of vegetables, I get a little bit of a buzz. And I know everybody hates when they hear somebody go, oh yeah, I really like my vegetables. I'm not saying I like the vegetables. I'm not. Although I gotta tell you something. I sat next to a gentleman. We went to a Seder at Nair Tamid in Torrance, California, or Redondo Beach, California. And we went to a Passover Seder the second night. And I sat next to a gentleman who ordered quinoa, some vegetarian dish, while I had the chicken. And he had had a left anterior descending LAD blockage years ago. Had to have a stent put in that ended up restenosing, etc. So he was at high risk for heart disease. So he turned vegetarian. And he says, you know, when I come home, I crave vegetables. I go, you are lying. You are lying through your retroperitoneum. He goes, no, I'm not. I actually have trained my mind to not crave carbs and meat, but to crave vegetables. Now, I got to be honest. Every now and then, I do crave a tomato or a pickle. But most of my cravings, chocolate, cheese, steak. So I believe you can retrain yourself. I believe you can. Now, is there a good time to eat carbs? Apparently, Dr. Michael Mosley has suggested a good time to eat carbs. He said that if you eat pasta and bread at dinner, it's better for people's waistlines than eating toast in the morning. Experts previously thought that carbohydrates should largely be eaten at the start of the day so that you have more time to burn the glucose. Okay? They say failing to do this causes a release of insulin to bring blood sugar levels back to normal, which is done by storing excess sugar from carbs as fat, causing you to put on weight. So you get that? All right? If your insulin kicks in, the reason why you gain weight is because there's this response where you end up bringing more sugar into the cells. You could actually gain weight, right? Because you're, you know, even though we need insulin, this is a process we need. But getting the sugar out of the bloodstream, which we want to do into the cells, is healthy, but it unfortunately causes you to gain weight and do more storage. But on the broadcast, BBC's Trust Me, I'm a Doctor found eating carbs in the evening causes less dramatic blood sugar spikes, hence less insulin secretion, rather than loading up on carbs for breakfast. So Dr. Mosley advises people, according to Daily Mail, who are consistent with their carb eating habits to avoid overindulging in any meal and maybe partake more at night. He did this research at the University of Surrey. All of a sudden, participants ate the same amount of carbs every day, which included bread, pasta, and vegetables. For the first 5 days, they ate mostly foods at breakfast. Then 5 days, they've eaten a normal diet, and then switched to low-carb breakfast, high-carb dinner. And then they looked at the blood sugar levels, and that's how they could tell that there were issues, more so if taken in the morning. So, honestly, moderation, people, and be careful buttering up or using Alfredo sauce. But I tell you, it's promising. 1-877-DOCTELLY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So last week we learned that Grindr, which is a gay dating app, very popular one, is sending HIV testing alerts to their users. They've added HIV status and last test date to the users' profiles. So according to newknownnext.com, the app will start sending alerts to its 3.6 daily million users, reminding them to get tested for HIV and pointing them towards nearby testing facilities. Now, the reminders will be opt-in, and members can set them to appear every 3 or 6 months. The company last week also offered free advertising to health clinics, LGBT community centers, and other testing sites as part of an effort to reduce HIV transmission and support the whole community, regardless of HIV status. According to Jack Harrison Quintana, Grindr's director for equality. So they say Grindr has been testing the free ads in 15 underserved areas, including Allentown, Pennsylvania, etc. And they said, with free ads for our services running on Grindr, we've been able to target users in our community and raise awareness for our center and HIV testing services. We have seen a dramatic increase in use of our HIV testing site over the past 2 years, particularly in people that have never been tested before. He says, without Grindr, we wouldn't be able to do this work around prevention and awareness or reach those in need. That's according to Adrian Schenker of the Bradbury Sullivan LGBT Community Center. They estimate more than 107,000 gay bisexual men in the U.S. have HIV and do not know it. So, to increase awareness and testing, this was something that last week Grindr launched. Now, we are being told this week that Grindr has been under a lot of fire and has been asked to stop sharing HIV status of users with outside companies. So any progress we think this would make previously in terms of people being on top of their HIV status and being on top of their testing and whatever, now, boom, we have a huge regression. They say Grindr had made the decision yesterday after first defending the practice, which involves sending user profile information, including HIV status and test dates, to two companies called Aptimize and Localytics. They test the performance of Grindr's products. Again, people know privacy. The news that Grindr would stop sharing the HIV information was first reported by Axios and later confirmed by CNN Money. This is being reported right now by CNN Money. The company also told CNN Money that it has already deleted HIV data from Aptimize and is in the process of removing it from Localytics. Grindr said earlier Monday that the HIV data is not sold to third parties or used to target advertisers, and Localytics said it does not share the information it receives from customers like Grindr. Aptimize did not respond for a request to comment. But the data sharing was discovered by researchers at the Norwegian nonprofit group SINTEF. And then BuzzFeed was the first to report it. So Grindr has more than 3.5 million users who check the service daily. Individual profiles are visible to other people using the app, and they could include a lot of personal information. You do not have to have your HIV status displayed. They say HIV status is an optional field on the dating app that users can choose to fill out or skip. According to SINTEF research, data included in that field was being sent to these other two companies. It was encrypted, but sent nonetheless. The two companies were also receiving other less sensitive data like location, gender, age, and physical type. That data was not always encrypted. Third-party advertisers, they claim, were receiving some of that data too, according to the nonprofit. So Grindr later confirmed that it would stop sharing the HIV data. It did defend its practices, yesterday. They say the inclusion of HIV status information within our platform is always regarded carefully with our users' privacy in mind, but like any other mobile app company, we too must operate with the industry standard practices to help make sure Grindr continues to improve for our community. Now, the app is still in public form, and they say we made it clear in our public privacy policy that if you choose to include this information in your profile, the information will also become public. As a result, you should carefully consider what information to include in your profile. So, I think the average person understands that the privacy is lacking. You know, I mean, I have to admit, whenever I'm on any of these apps, the font is big enough for me to see them say, look, this could be public. And you do have a lot of people with HIV who have no problem with that being public and, educating others and raising awareness. There's a lot of people that have come forth, going, look, I have HIV, whatever. And that's really, really admirable. So I think a lot of people that do choose for that to be in their public profile are aware of the lack of privacy. And why would anybody do that? Why would anybody put on their public profile that they're HIV positive? One is because they're ethical, and I think that's very, very cool. All right. You know, if they're on a dating app and, you know, they don't want to hide something from others. The other is you have many people out there that don't feel like they could date because they have HIV, but they feel they could date somebody else with HIV. You know, remember we talked about this with herpes. Herpes is a virus that's sexually transmitted, very common in the heterosexual, homosexual populations. And in the olden days, if you had herpes, nobody wanted to touch you. You couldn't get a date. You were, branded, tarnished. When really herpes, it doesn't really kill. I mean, with the exception of a baby and an infant, it could be an issue. But for two people who weren't having children, herpes doesn't really hurt them. You know, it's not like HIV that could kill or HPV that could cause cancer or gonorrhea that could disseminate. Herpes, you get these outbreaks, and for the most part, it's relatively benign. But sex partners didn't want to get it because then they thought that they wouldn't be able to find new sex partners. Nobody wants to get an STD for life if they don't have to. And herpes is with you for life. But if you have herpes, genital herpes, we should say, and you meet somebody else with genital herpes, then you could have a very, you know, comfortable relationship without worrying you're giving something to each other because technically you both have herpes. Even though, yeah, there's different strains, etc. So I had talked about years ago that maybe we need a herpes dating website. So rather than people, you know, feel like they have to lie or cover it up and then accidentally spread it to others, they could be very open and meet somebody else, and they could then have a relationship that they're comfortable with, you know, even though you still need to protect yourself from other STDs. But, less worry about a stigma because you're in a relationship with somebody else with herpes. Well, same thing with HIV. You have people out there who would, you know, who... You have many people that are very admirable out there that when they love somebody, they love somebody despite their HIV status. But you have other people new to the dating scene that are having trouble finding other people. And so finding someone else with HIV, if you have HIV, allows you to have a relationship that may be more difficult to have with somebody who doesn't want to take the risk of getting HIV. So that's why that type of information is included in these dating apps. And so I get what Grindr's doing. I like that they're trying to destigmatize HIV, have open conversations about it, have open revelations about it, remind people for testing, you know, just like, oh, I got to get my pap smear done, or I got to get my mammogram done, I got to get my HIV status checked. You know, destigmatizing it really helps raise awareness, raises education, and, allows, for better treatment and better diagnosis. So it's good in that respect. But I cannot stand how these social media companies work with other companies that get your data. Now, realize, if there's 2,000 people that work for a social media site, I mean, you're already losing privacy just with that site alone. So it's not, you know, just because they work with another company doesn't mean, oh, now I lose privacy. You know, you have so many people working on, in the company that there's, trust me, your stuff isn't private. But these other companies getting your data and sifting through it and perusing it and studying it and dissecting it just bothers the hell out of me. You know, who's looking at my Facebook pictures to try to figure out how advertisers should, you know, attract me? That's creepy. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Yes, I am. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. You know, my husband never serenaded me. You know how nice that would be if he, when we dated, would have sung a song? Going, oh, you're so pretty. The problem is I think you have to be pretty for somebody to be inspired to sing a song like that. So that's why it never happened to me. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, older Americans support medical marijuana. This is very interesting. There's this huge push to have marijuana solve all our problems when it comes to the opioid epidemic. And you're going to be hearing marijuana and opioids used interchangeably when they shouldn't be. These are two very separate drugs, very separate issues that we're having, but we are sure thrusting them together when it comes to today's society. So, older adults are still a little wary about marijuana, but they are in support of medical marijuana. Legalization, a little bit more iffy on. So according to the Detroit Free Press, and according to Consumer Health Day, they say 2,000 people aged 50 to 80 found that only 6% said they had used marijuana for medical reasons, 18% said they knew somebody, but 80% of the respondents said they do support medical marijuana if it's recommended by a doctor. That's just surprising, only 80%, because a lot of people find that sort of position to be pretty agreeable, that they would support medical marijuana if a doctor or medical provider recommended it. 40%, however, supported marijuana for any use, any reason. 2/3 said the government should do more to assess a drug's health effects. Again, I'm surprised only 2/3. You would think more people would agree on that. So I think a lot of people want more to assess what the drug could do from a health standpoint. I think more are comfortable with a doctor, medical provider, supervised medical marijuana regimen. And then you have kind of a mixed bag when it comes to, well, should we just legalize it for recreation? Now, more than 2/3 believe that marijuana can ease pain. But about half in this poll said they thought prescription pain medications were more effective than marijuana, and they're correct. You have a lot of people that say, look, the marijuana was nice, but it really didn't cut it. This is according to the National Poll on Health Aging, which was released April 3rd. They say the poll was conducted by the University of Michigan Institute for Healthcare Policy and Innovation and sponsored by AARP and Michigan Medicine, which is the university's academic medical center. Only 20% of respondents said the primary care provider had asked them if they used marijuana. 70% said they would definitely or probably ask their provider about marijuana if they had a serious medical condition that might respond to the drug. They say with medical marijuana already legal in 29 states and the District of Columbia, and other states considering legalizing this use or all use, it is an issue to patients, providers, and policymakers alike. So, what does this mean? Well, it means we are moving towards a government position later, my guess, of legalizing marijuana. The more we have these polls and the more we have these, and again, I mean, it was only, what, 2,000? How many did they interview? It was a survey of, what, 2,000 people? Okay? So it's not, you know, representative of the whole country. But the more we have public opinion that is supporting these, you know, the use of marijuana, the easier it is going to be for states to legalize it. And you have more states that legalize it, eventually the federal government is going to have to take a stand. The federal government still not legalizing it yet is either a good move or a bad move. A good move, and then I'm glad they're not rushing. I'm glad they're not rushing to make something legal that we haven't really studied all the health effects, as well as the public health effects, secondhand smoke, etc. So I support that. It hurts in terms of we need government studies. And if the drug is illegal in some states, that may limit certain R&D research of it. So, what about the opioid crisis? So, we are being told, and it's being touted, that opioid use has gone down in people use that had eased up marijuana laws in their state. There were two studies published yesterday saying medical marijuana put a dent in the opioid abuse epidemic. Now, this is being reported by NPR. The research suggests that some people turn to marijuana as a way to treat their pain, and by doing so, avoiding more dangerous addictive drugs. Even though marijuana is addictive, it could be a gateway to more addictive drugs. But that's something we'll talk about later. They say the findings are the latest to lend support to the idea that some people are willing to substitute marijuana for opioids and other prescription drugs. Now, I agree with that. If marijuana could be substituted for a sleeping pill, for an antidepressant, for an opioid, we are really onto something. But we need to be very careful and cautiously optimistic about something like that. Because what if now we have a country addicted to pot? They say many people end up abusing opioid drugs like oxycodone and heroin after starting off with a legitimate prescription for pain. The authors argue that people who avoid that first prescription are less likely to end up as part of the opioid epidemic. Yeah, but you can't keep going to marijuana every time you have pain. That's still not the healthiest choice either. So, is cannabis less risky than opiates? From an addictive standpoint, yes. I think cannabis is less addictive. Is it overall healthier? Hard to say. We're finding marijuana could be linked to heart attack risk, stroke risk, lung conditions. Not to mention, you know, are some of these forms of marijuana regulated? Are they clean? Do they have pesticides on them, fungus, mold, things like that? So do we know the strain? Do we know what we're, you know, what we're using? And so there is an art to marijuana. There's different strains, there's different families, there's different plants, different strengths to these different families and plants. And so we can't just tell somebody, go ahead and use marijuana, and then if it fails them with the pain, they then give up on it. If we're going to use marijuana as a medicinal agent, we need to treat it as a medicinal agent. And we need to be very exact. We can't be half-assed when it comes to milligrams and dosing and route of treatment. And then from the public health standpoint, what do we do with people exposed secondhand? If people are vaping their marijuana, if people are smoking their marijuana in public, I mean, where was I? I think I was in L.A., we were trying to think where we were. We were just in a gas station. And you could not get away from the smell. And I mean, what if we don't want to breathe that in? If we know that marijuana affects your blood vessels and can increase your blood pressure, then we need to have any cardiac vulnerable patient away from that, from a secondhand, maybe even third-hand smoke perspective. And how are we addressing that? How are we addressing secondhand smoke, third-hand smoke? Well, all right, well, you know, we're telling people not to smoke in non-designated areas. Honestly, that stuff stinks. Somebody opens up their car door, you breathe that in. Now, I got to tell you, whoever can come up with an odorless marijuana, that is one hell of a business. You will definitely make some money there. So, now the next question arises, will Medicare pay for marijuana, medical marijuana? See, while the government still says it's illegal, we don't have to worry about our taxpaying dollars going to covering medical marijuana, etc. But you have people out there where it really helps. And they really use medical marijuana as part of their neuropathy treatment, etc. Why shouldn't that get covered as a medical expense on insurance? So they don't have to go to a narcotic. So it's a big, big topic, a lot of intricacies with it. It's not very cut and dry. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You could always contact us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. On Twitter, you could email us at drdahlia.com. And so anytime you want to call in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, we are here to take your questions and answer them to the best of our ability. Now, one question I've been asked recently are these home DNA kits. And I've actually gotten to arguments with other doctors that really, really like these consumer DNA kits. But a recent study has come out saying 40% are wrong. Consumer DNA kits are wrong 40% of the time. Now, some people love 23andMe. They say companies like 23andMe and DNA Direct make it easy to determine bloodlines and diagnose vulnerabilities to inherited diseases like breast cancer and cystic fibrosis. But they say a new study released by diagnostics company Ambry Genetics highlights the perils of these tests, hence false positives. So a false positive is where you're told that you could be a risk for something, and you're not, as opposed to a false negative, where no, you're in the clear, but you're not in the clear. That's a false negative. So according to counselor Stephanie Tandy Connor, said the explosion of direct-to-consumer genetic testing over the last few years has created a ton of buzz beyond just ancestry, health traits, and wine preferences. They say, think of your genome as a book about you, with each gene a separate chapter. Sorry, I have an issue here with my computer. Your DNA sequence is the letters that make up the words to your chapter. A clinical lab will read each word in a requested chapter, making sure large sections are not missing or duplicated. And they use a method called SNP array. There's another method called SNP array, which reads only specific letters, but not the whole chapter or even a full sentence. So these direct-to-consumer kits may not do what a clinical lab does, whereas a clinical lab will e-read each word in a whole chapter, making sure nothing's missing or duplicated. These direct-to-consumer kits, using SNP array, may only look at some specific letters and not take a look at the whole chapter. So according to Tandy Connor, she said many of these DTEC labs also release raw data to the consumer, which often leaves many individuals interested in what these findings mean and their potential impact on their healthcare management. Ambry's research, published last week in the journal Genetics and Medicine, revealed a 40% false positive rate, highlighting the importance of confirming the raw data before making any medical decisions. So one latest trend in the do-it-yourself DNA testing is the BRCA gene. So the BRCA gene mutation, if you have that, it increases your chance of developing breast, ovarian cancer in men, prostate, and pancreatic cancer. 23andMe is FDA approved to report on three specific alterations of BRCA testing, BRCA1, BRCA2, which together contain roughly 16,000 letters, if we're continuing the book analogy according to Geek.com. Only 4 of those 16,000, however, are analyzed and reported by direct-to-consumer kits. So what they need to know is there's a lot that they may not be getting out of that. So what does that mean? Well, I love the idea of you having access without a medical provider to things that have to do with your body. I don't like the idea that the medical community could hold a lot of information hostage. We're not doing that on purpose. That's just the way things have been. And from a doctor who luckily has never been sued and has, you know, never had a patient loss because of a mistake I've made, I would have originally years ago said, look, we have to be very, very careful with the information we give patients. We don't want them to think they're in the clear when they're not. You could get sued. We don't want to say they have something when they don't. They could have a procedure and again sue. So from a liability standpoint, a lot of medical providers may say, you want to know what? Hey, if we're out of it, we're out of it. Let them do their testing. We can't be liable. So you have, surprisingly, a lot of people in the medical community that don't mind you doing the do-it-yourself. Because it takes their liability, their house, their future kids' education out of the equation. But the problem is, you know, we really want our patients getting the best knowledge out there. And genetic testing is very expensive. So in order to have these 23andMe or these do-it-yourself direct-to-consumer testings, the price point has to be lower. And with the lower price point, you may not get all the data that you need. Now, according to Huffington Post, they talk about Julie Kennerly Shaw and Summit Shaw. They were dating back in 2016 when they decided to buy kits from 23andMe. They were doing it to learn more about their heritage and also to see if there were any health insights. They got the results a few weeks later. used the reports to kind of tease each other, you know, about who was genetically more likely to have body odor or earwax, whatever. I didn't realize 23andMe gives you that data. And they say they joked around, etc. Say, no, I don't need to shower. You need to shower more frequently. And then they exported their data to Prometheus, a third-party DNA analysis company that links a person's DNA report to publish research on their particular genes. So you get the gene report, but then you need another party to analyze that. And they help summarize the potential medical implications. Now, Kenderly Shaw's a pharmacist and Shaw's a doctor. So they were very eager to see what Prometheus, the ACE, would turn up. And as medical professionals, they felt equipped to parse the potentially complicated reports that would turn up. Because the initial reports weren't that interesting, but the site promised to provide new insights over time. In January 2018, they got married. They're now newlyweds. They logged back, and they were shocked to see a new notification on Kenderly Shaw's dashboard that she had a gene mutation linked to Lynch syndrome. Now, Lynch syndrome is a rare genetic condition that gives people an over 80% risk of developing colon cancer, and women particularly a 71% risk of endometrial cancer. She also had a higher risk of familial hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. That's a genetic heart disease that increases your risk of arrhythmia, sudden death. You have a kid with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, he could drop dead on the field when he's exercising. So the couple was terrified. Very terrified. Kenderly Shaw worked at Ohio State University Comprehensive Cancer Center. They're currently doing studies on colon cancer patients, etc. And then Summit was also scared. She said, more scared than I. Think that probably increased my anxiety. So they began to make new plans. They were like, well, maybe we should have family earlier. Maybe we need a hysterectomy. Because hysterectomies have been recommended as a preventative measure for women with Lynch syndrome because of the endometrial cancer risk. Then they thought maybe they need to do IVF. So, luckily it has a happy ending. Acting on the advice of colleagues, Kenderly Shaw scheduled an appointment with a genetic counselor at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center to confirm that she was at risk for Lynch syndrome. And they found out, no, she doesn't. She was in the clear. She did not have the genetic mutation for either condition. So Prometheus had turned up a false positive result. So this is just one of many stories. So, you know, be careful. Again, I love the fact that people are educating themselves, that are taking it upon themselves to do some research, to learn more about their bodies, and then come to their doctor saying, look, this is something I have. And mind you, I'm a fan, based on the way the new health care system is, where you're getting a doctor that has never met you, that, you know, me, I trained as a family doctor, so I should know grandma, grandpa, aunt, uncle, kids, grandkids, next door neighbor. That's how I trained, where I see you for years. That's not like that anymore. With the way Obamacare is and high deductibles and how most small-time family docs in the neighborhood can't keep their practice open, it's all about big corporations. So there's a greater than not chance that you have to see a different provider or multiple providers. So in a way, you need to come and tell them, look, this is what I'm worried about, because they don't have the years to relearn your body. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.